Buenos días, buenas tardes, buenas noches, querido oyente, ¿cómo estás? Bienvenido a un nuevo episodio de tu podcast para aprender español, todo chévere, ¿y tú? Hoy con el episodio 15. Hoy tenemos 5 frases idiomáticas con el verbo ser. Hello, my dear listener, how are you? How are you doing? Yes, good. Thank you for coming to your podcast for learn Spanish from scratch. Today it's episode 15, and I thought that it was a good idea talking about idiomatic expressions. In previous episode, I think it was in episode 12, I started a series of the 7 most frequently used verbs in Spanish. So I was thinking, why not giving you the opportunity to learn step by step some idiomatic expressions that we use in our everyday life, in our everyday conversation, that you can may hear in other podcasts, in films, in series, on the radio, anywhere, in a conversation, of course. So since you have already listened and learned the verb ser, the one side of the coin of the verb to be in English, I bring today 5 expressions with the verb ser. So here we go. I hope you enjoy it. The first expression is ser pan comido. It's a piece of cake. I think you might have heard this expression before. And yes, it's quite something. It's when something is very, very easy to complete, to do, to accomplish. I would say, eso es pan comido. For example, if I ask you, ¿puedes preparar la ensalada, por favor? ¿Puedes preparar la ensalada, por favor? Claro, eso es muy fácil. Eso es pan comido. Claro, eso es muy fácil. Eso es pan comido. So I'm asking you to prepare the salad, please. And you say, of course, that's a piece of cake. The second expression is, eres un dulce. Ser un dulce. You're sweet. You're so kind. And this is a caring compliment to be used in an informal situation with your loved one or with friends. And you may say it after thanking someone for helping you in a task or showing his or her kindness. For example, if we take the previous example, you finished the salad, right? And I do really appreciate your help. So I say to you, gracias por tu ayuda. Eres un dulce. So thank you for your help. You're sweet. You're nice. So let's join both situations, how we would sound, like this. ¿Puedes preparar la ensalada, por favor? Claro, eso es muy fácil, eso es pan comido. Gracias, de veras, eres un dulce. Con gusto. Yes? If you need, go back, listen to the dialogue again. Good. The next expression is ser cuatro gatos. Quite the opposite of being a crowd. For example, anoche en la galería éramos 4 gatos. 4 cats? No, not 4 cats. Just a few people. Last night at the exhibition, maybe it was the opening evening, and guests didn't show up. So who knows what went wrong? I said, anoche en la galería éramos 4 gatos. The next expression is ser una hormiguita. It would be something like to be hardworking and saver and to be busy as a beaver. Just listen to this. Una hormiguita means a little ant, which is somehow redundant, right? Redundante. Because ants, like most of insects, are small. So by saying eres una hormiguita, it doesn't have to do with size, but rather with persistence, with being constant, and also a saver, not only hard worker, but also a saver. For instance, if I say, hay que ser una hormiguita para viajar en verano todos los años. I repeat, hay que ser una hormiguita para viajar en verano todos los años. You better be hardworking and saver if you want to travel every year in summer. Or another example. Mi hija es una hormiguita. Cada 3 meses Pasa un fin de semana en un sitio nuevo. I repeat. Mi hija es una hormiguita. Cada 3 meses pasa un fin de semana en un sitio nuevo. Yes, she's very hard working and saver, and she every 4 months she just run away on a weekend and disappear and visit a new place. And we have arrived to the last expression, but not the least important. The next phrase is ser el hijo de la panadera, to be the baker's son. The next phrase comes from the Venezuelan history. It's real, it's not a story. It is linked to a Venezuelan pre-independence hero, Santiago Francisco de Miranda. So I'm taking you to the year 1771, sorry. A young man who was 20 years old decided to leave the country, and just because he wanted to run far away from what I would say a case of bullying. And this is the reason. His father was appointed troop commander, and some other citizens considered that Miranda's father did not have the merits to be a troop commander. They considered him a man of inferior status. Even worse, when the new commander's wife was a baker. So check this out. Even the King of Spain had a say in this issue and gave his full support to Miranda, which caused other minor issues, ending in what we know today as bullying. The phrase ser el hijo de la panadera or ser la hija de la panadera, so be the baker's son or the baker's daughter, is a way of saying someone is not good enough for a job, a task, or any other mission. Someone had been assigned the least pleasant jobs. Someone is not taken into account, into consideration, is left behind, even ignored. In spite of that, I think this is a beautiful story because Francisco Miranda spent the rest of his life abroad, but never surrendered. He dreamt of the independence of the countries under their Spanish crown until the day he died in jail in Cadiz, Spain. I would say that Miranda is one of our most international figures. Did you know that his name is engraved on the Arc of Triumph in Paris? Now you do. Amigo oyente, gracias. Gracias por estar aquí conmigo. Gracias por escuchar el podcast. Gracias por conocer un poco más de mi historia y otras frases que te van a servir muchísimo en tu aprendizaje del idioma. No olvides compartir con amigos y familia interesados en aprender el idioma. Y si te gusta el contenido, por favor, deja una valoración en la aplicación donde me escuchas. Será de muchísima ayuda también. Nos vemos entonces, nos escuchamos la próxima semana. Hasta pronto. Thank you, my dear listener. Thank you for being with me. Thank you for letting me be your guide in this path through Spanish language. Don't forget to share with family and friends interested in learning Spanish as well. If you like the content and you're enjoying the episodes, I will ask you a moment of your time to leave a review on the platform that you're listening to me. So, hasta luego. Nos escuchamos pronto.